Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
When a certain businessman bought an Italian sports car known as a Lamborghini, he phoned the local parish priest and asked him if he would bless the new vehicle, which was no small investment. Hesitating, the priest asked, "Just what is a Lamborghini?" That was it. "Well, if you don't know what one is, I don't think your blessing would amount to much," he replied and hung up. Then he called a Baptist preacher and asked if he would bless the sports car. The pastor immediately responded, "A Lamborghini? Wow, that's great! 0 to 60, 5.3 seconds, best engineered sports car in the world." Then he hesitated and said, "You want me to bless it? What's a blessing?" I've been thinking of you who write to us and who listen to Guidelines, and I'm convinced that a lot of people come to God these days wanting a blessing, but they're not exactly sure that the kind of blessings which God passes out is not a sprinkling of instant happiness and success. Have you ever sneezed and someone said, "God bless you"? What do blessings have to do with a good sneeze? Not much. The practice of saying, "God bless you," comes from the Middle Ages, when people thought an evil spirit could actually possess you when you sneezed, and that by saying, "God bless you," you were off the hook. What is a blessing? The kind which God gives. Bible translators fumble with some of the words in Scripture, trying to make them meaningful for people today. But in so doing, they are missing something vital, something important. In relationship to God, a blessing is a gift of His grace, the touch of His hand upon your life, the breath of His presence in such a way that you are enriched, strengthened, helped, and enabled. Does happiness mean the same thing? No way! Our English word happy comes from an Old English word hap. Our word happenstance comes from the same root. This word meant good luck, good chance, or fortune. It's not the same as a blessing from the Lord. Let's suppose you're broke and hungry and you're walking down the street. You look at your feet and see a $100 bill. Wow! You look around. Nobody's there. You pick it up and you head for a restaurant. Are you happy or blessed? Perhaps both. But there's one thing for sure. When the money is gone, you're in trouble again. But the blessings of God never run out. You can be blessed when you aren't very happy. For example, Jesus talked about people who lie about you, who mistreat you, who abuse you, and then he said, "Blessed are you." Happy? Not at all. A person who would be happy over that would have one war out of the water or be a candidate for a ride in a little white wagon. But God's blessings go far beyond feelings of happiness. The blessings of God often come disguised, sometimes as difficulty, something you would never choose for yourself. But in retrospect, you see how God's loving hand gave you guidance and direction in such a way that your life was enriched, strengthened, and enlarged. When you make happiness your goal, it won't last. But when you seek blessing, real blessing from the Almighty, you have an ongoing source of encouragement. Like a spring that bubbles on and will never stop, God's blessings continue to touch our lives from birth to our homegoing. Hey, don't let the world do its number on you by thinking that happiness is the greatest thing in life. It's the byproduct of being blessed by the Father, the realization that no matter what the circumstances, God is in charge.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.